Call the 3 p.m. June 20th meeting of the House Committee on Elections, Ethics, and Rules to Order. Thank you, members. I know it's been difficult to get everybody in the room, so we'll try to proceed pretty quickly. We have two bills to take up today in work session, and I will open a work session on Senate Bill 3B. And also a work session on Senate Joint Resolution 4C. And members, I'll just point out there is a C engrossed version of SJR 4, and I think copies of that were distributed at your places. We may not have had that, but that is the version that passed out of the Senate. So,
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Have there been any public hearings on either of these on the House side?
Not on the House side, no.
And we're not going to have any public hearings on it?
No, because these bills have been thoroughly vetted, and they're pretty similar to legislation that has already been considered on the House side.
Well, I must admit I was pretty excited when I opened up my file and saw Senate Joint Resolution 4. It proposes amendment to Oregon Constitution to require election officials to verify each person registering to vote for the first time in the state as a citizen of the United States, and I realized it was the minority report.
Yeah.
But I thought wonders may never cease.
That is not the version that
I understand that
is before us.
Madam Chair?
Okay. Mr. Stenbridge, did you want to first tell us what we're looking at?
Yes. This is part of a three-bill package. You have two-thirds of the package. Senate Bill 3 implements SJR 4 in their current versions. SJR 4, upon approval of a special election and as yet determined undetermined date, amends the Oregon Constitution imposing tobacco taxes of 84.5 cents per pack of cigarettes, 30% of the wholesale price of other tobacco products, and it dedicates the revenue raised to children's health care programs. Then you have Senate Bill 3B, which, upon approval by the people of SJR 4, creates the Oregon Healthy Kids Program, which includes options to provide health care coverage to children, and it does an allocation of the tobacco products taxes imposed by the Oregon Constitution through SJR 4. You have amendments to both of these measures. The C-12, the SJR C-12 specifies that House Bill 2640 carries the provisions for setting the date of special election. The B-5 on Senate Bill 3 has some changes in the statement of health care purpose of the Oregon Healthy Kids Program, adds adjectives affordable, accessible, and deletes the term coverage. The third bill of the package is House Bill 2640, which currently is in the Senate Rules Committee and would presumably be amended to carry out the purge. You'll see blanks in SJR 4C. It is intended that House Bill 2640 would fill in those blanks. That's as much as I know, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Stenbridge.
I'm sorry, could you hit on the fill in the blanks piece, the last piece again? You lost me on that.
Yes, you'll see in Senate Joint Resolution 4 in the summary on the first page and also in paragraph 2 on the back, there are blanks. It says enrolled blank bill blank. And this, your amendment fills that in to say House Bill 2640. If you were to look at House Bill 2640 right now, it does not fill in those blanks, but it will after it is amended, presumably amended in the Senate Rules Committee and passed in the Senate. Now, you saw House Bill 2640 here in this committee, and it was Representative Boone's bill that requires candidates nominating positions to contain residence address or mailing address of persons signing the petition. Had some other provisions in it. And it still does. It has not been set for an additional work session on the Senate side. The relating clause is elections, relating to elections.
Okay, committee will stand at ease for just a moment. Committee will stand at ease. Committee on Elections, Ethics, and Rules will come back to order. And members, we are in a work session on Senate Bill 3B and Senate Joint Resolution 4C. We have been joined by Legislative Council. Sorry to keep you running back and forth, but we do have a few questions that we'd like to just clarify on the record.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum, members of the committee. I understand that the questions have to do with the Healthy Kids Bill, the constitutional amendments, and the competing moist snuff bill.
Yeah, could you first identify yourself for the record, please?
I apologize. My name is Janelle Barton. I'm with Legislative Council's office.
Okay, and Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And since this bill is all about health care, we thought it was appropriate that you run back and forth down the hall a few times today. Improve your own. The clarification is just making sure, because there are some other bills that are not related to this, just making sure that if we pass this and the voters enact it, that it doesn't limit the legislature's ability to do something else. So if you could just clarify that, would SJR 4, as it is written, inhibit the legislature's ability to, in the future, change the methodology on the current tax on tobacco products, on other tobacco products like moist snuff, and the 30% tax increase in SJR 4 on those products?
Chair Rosenbaum, Representative Hunt, members of the committee. Senate Joint Resolution 4 taxes, it is an additional tax to the existing tax currently on the books in RS Chapter 323. And the tax on the existing tax is 65% tax on other tobacco products. The tax that is in Senate Joint Resolution 4 is an additional 30% tax on other tobacco products. And the way that this is worded, the way that SJR 4 is worded, as long as the tax is equal to 30% of the wholesale price, it would be permissible under SJR 4. SJR 4 is silent about the methodology under which this tax is assessed or collected. And so a tax by any other form other than wholesale value, as long as it's equal to 30% of the wholesale value, would be sufficient, would satisfy the requirements of SJR 4.
Thanks. Clarify, Madam Chair?
Yeah.
Thank
go
you.
Ahead.
So if the legislature were to change the methodology by which other tobacco products are taxed, am I correct that the only constitutional obligation under SJR 4 would be to maintain the equivalent dollars that would be equal to 30% directed to healthy kids?
Chair Rosenbaum, Representative Hunt, members of the committee, that would be correct.
Yeah, thank you.
Any other questions for Legislative Council? Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You might want to just sort of stay tuned and if another question does arise. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, members, why don't we, since we have been discussing Senate Joint Resolution 4, start with Senate Joint Resolution 4. And Mr. Stenbridge has already told us what we're looking at. This is a constitutional amendment. And Representative Buckley.
Madam Chair, I move the dash 12 amendments to Senate Joint Resolution 4.
Representative Buckley moves the dash C-12 amendment to Senate Joint Resolution 4. Is there discussion? Is there on the amendment? Yes, Representative.
Not on the amendment.
Is there objection? Okay, the amendment is adopted. And Representative Buckley.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Joint Resolution 4 as amended to the floor with a be adopt recommendation.
Representative Buckley moves Senate Joint Resolution 4 to the floor as amended with the C-12 amendment with a do adopt recommendation. Is there discussion? Yes, Representative Berger.
Yeah, Madam Chair, I have been a proponent of raising cigarette tax to pay for health care for children. I think it would have been a good thing for us to enact. I think it would have been a good thing to send to the voters, and I voted yes on both of those efforts. However, I do not think it's a good thing to put in the Constitution of the State of Oregon, and I will be a no.
on this resolution. Thank you. Thank you, Representative Berger. Further discussion, Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I would almost completely agree with Representative Berger. I do think that the constitutional route is not the preferred route, but I think what trumps it for me is the higher value of making sure kids have access to health insurance and that we pay for that. And I have come to the reluctant conclusion that this is the only method of doing that this year.
Further discussion? Representative Thatcher.
Well, I didn't support either other of the other proposals brought before us, but yeah, I think the Constitution should be seen as a framework and not get so specific. And I'm concerned about putting something like this in the Constitution, but you know, the committee, I'm sure, will have its way. So there we go.
Okay, further discussion. Shauna, please call the roll.
Representative Hunt.
Aye.
Representative Roblin.
Aye.
No.
President Berger?
No.
President
Buckley?
Aye.
President Esquivel?
No.
Chair Rosenblatt? Aye. Motion carries. And we will ask Representative Gelster to carry SJR4 on the floor. And that leaves remaining Senate Bill 3B.
Madam Chair.
Representative Buckley.
Madam Chair, I move the -B5 amendments to Senate Bill 3.
Representative Buckley moves the -B5 amendments to Senate Bill 3. Is there discussion on the amendment? Is there objection to the amendment? Hearing none, the amendment is adopted. Representative Buckley.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 3 to the floor with a due pass as amended recommendation.
Representative Buckley moves Senate Bill 3B as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Okay. Is there? I think I know the answer to this. Can I please call the roll?
President Berger?
No.
President Buckley?
Aye.
President Esquivel?
No.
President Hunt?
Aye.
President Roblin?
Aye.
President
Thatcher? No. Chair Rosenblatt? Aye. Motion carries. And we will ask Representative Kochek to carry Senate Bill 3 on the floor. And
Madam Chair,
yes.
I'd like to serve notice of a potential minority report.
Representative Thatcher serves notice of a potential minority report on Senate Bill 3?
Actually, on Senate Joint Resolution 4.
On SJR 4. Okay, and with nothing further to come before us, members, I do not expect to have another meeting this afternoon, but I, on the other hand, did not expect to have this one. Stay tuned, and committee is adjourned.